Let's get you some NFL news of the day. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Round two of the NBA draft starting in about 12 minutes. We go around the rim on the other side. LA Live at 3:40 as we get closer to Rangers pregame. We'll catch up with Jared Sandler around 3:40-ish. Gets you set for Rangers and Orioles as the Rangers look to get back into the win column. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo. Of course, Lucius Alexander and Carter Freeman, Gavin Dawson. In Zigzag, Oregon. Actually, I think he was just passing through Zigzag.
He stopped at the Dairy Queen there.
Did he?
Yeah.
I wonder if that Dairy Queen's better.
Bet you it was good.
That's like his go-to Dairy Queen, Popeyes and Oxnard.
They sprinkle hard drugs and everything over there.
Yeah.
So you just
that's the meth head capital.
It is.
That's where it is. We did have a scary moment, though, for Randall Cobb and his family as they escaped a fire at their Nashville, Tennessee home this week with his wife posting, "We're lucky to be alive. We got out of the house with nothing but the clothes on our back and no shoes on our feet," she wrote. They got three young sons as well. Everybody okay, but my gosh, that is a terrifying situation. I don't know. Like, have any of you guys been involved in a house fire?
No, never.
I don't know, and I don't know anybody that has, but gosh, that would be terrifying.
You know what's sad? Have you guys ever been in a hotel and the alarm thing goes off
Yes.
and you don't move? You don't walk downstairs or...
Oh, you just think like it's a false alarm?
Yeah, you think
and it
somebody...
ends up being real?
A false alarm?
I've only done it and it's
that's,
a false alarm,
that's
yes.
The problem I run into that like, I'm like, should I get up?
I always do just go to be safe, but it's a pain in the ass.
You would think at a hotel you probably should get up and go.
Yeah.
But how did they get out? Did they stay with Cobb? How did they... Did somebody save him, or did the dog save him, or smoke detector save him? Or
yeah, the dog
saved
the
him.
Well, the dog might have been barking like a son of a gun.
You know what? I bet Kirk Herbstreit's dog threw a cape on and showed up and figured it out.
What do you have against his dog?
It's nothing against the dog itself. It's the owner who thinks that everybody in the world should be privy to his dog at every turn.
Do you not like Kirk Herbstreit?
A headset. No, I've always appreciated Kirk. I really have.
Yeah, no, I guess they just... The firefighters came. I mean, all their cars were on fire. And they just got up and were able to make it out in time. Like that, Randall Cobb said he thought their cars were about to blow up. I mean, they were all asleep. They left in their pajamas.
Wow, dude. Yeah, the middle of the night deal is obviously the worst. I mean, I do
change the batteries on the smoke detector. I'm one of those guys. Now, I never can get the thing to fit just right like it did the first time.
Yeah, it's annoying.
But I do change the batteries.
Well, a lot of these places, though, not necessarily in the house, but there's been apartments that I've been in that have had it and then, or like have a fire alarm situation.
Actually, there was
and
a
it's
fire.
It's so loud, like oh, so disgustingly loud that
you're not gonna
you don't want to wait that out. Yeah. You want to get out of the building.
Oh, it was brutal.
If not because there's a fire, just because this is the loudest,
yes.
worst thing you've ever heard in your life.
And the dogs, I mean, if you have animals, they're all losing it.
Losing.
It was terrible. Yeah, Maya's apartment before we moved into the house that we're renting, they actually did have a fire right over by the Galleria Mall, and that was a legit one. And that was like middle of the night, like 2 a.m. We got woken up with
summer
fire
night
alarms. No, it wasn't summer night. Damn.
There was a fire night. This week just down the street from us, in a parking garage. A whole bunch of cars burned up.
Oh, dude,
I'll tell you what, the
yeah,
weather
how about that, bro. At an apartment, it's like you just parking your car in your assigned spot, and all of a sudden you come out there, and there's 12 cars on fire.
Oh, a lot to do with the weather, man. I bet these engines get hot, batteries blow
that's
up,
crazy,
stuff
man.
Like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, the blue cheese versus ranch debate when it comes to what's acceptable on your wings. Now, we know in Buffalo, they're blue cheese only.
Blue cheese.
I am pro blue cheese with a buffalo wing. Now, other flavors I don't think go well with blue cheese. That's when you got to have the ranch in here. But the Buffalo Bills media team had several of their players sit down to have some wings. And for most of them, it was their first time trying blue cheese.
Well, y'all don't eat ranch with wings?
Yeah. For real?
This is going to be my first time ever trying blue cheese. Oh, it don't even look right. Oh, okay.
Is it blue cheese or ranch? I hope it's ranch. Oh, yeah, that looks like blue cheese. Yeah, that's definitely blue cheese for sure.
Is that blue cheese?
Blue cheese is the right answer.
So, like, it really be blowing my mind when y'all be saying, like, oh, we only eat blue cheese here. I'm like, I don't think I ever tried blue cheese in my life before. Like, ever. Probably this. If this is blue cheese, this will be my first time. I ain't gonna lie.
All right.
No, it's actually not that bad. I ain't gonna lie. It's pretty solid. Okay, I'll stop hating. I'll stop the hate for sure.
Yeah, let's stop the hate. Look, I was listening.
Blue cheese is kind of an old person.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's back in the day, it's called Roquefort is what it was. Roquefort dressing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew this.
Yeah. So like when I used to eat salad, like in the 70s, it's like Roquefort dressing is what you would order instead of just blue cheese. But it's kind of,
okay.
I don't think kids of this era eat blue cheese at all.
They're not thinking the blue cheese?
No, not at all.
See, a buffalo wing with some blue cheese. Now, I'm not into people in Buffalo. They're like, oh, you have to have blue cheese. It's the same thing. Like Jared brought this up yesterday during the broadcast with mustard and ketchup.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Chicago, it's frowned upon. You can't put ketchup on your dog. Like, who cares? If I want to put ketchup on my hot dog, I'm going to do it. Right. If I want to have ranch and I don't want blue cheese, go for it. Have your ranch.
Chicago dog has a pickle on it.
And tomatoes, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And sesame seeds on the bun, right?
Yeah.
Love a good sesame seed bun. Not blonde.
What?
You guys Pluckers has cheese? The best blue cheese from the 214. We know Wingstop's got the best ranch. But maybe Pluckers does. Well,
Lucius, I've never heard that about
who's
the
got
cheese.
The best ranch? Lucius, you tell us who's
Wingstop.
Got
oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Wingstop all day. Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
And when you put blue cheese on a wing, it's got to be like that buffalo flavored wing. Yeah. You can't go out there and get different flavors and mix it with it because it's not going to hit the same.
Can you imagine dipping a barbecue wing?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
What like a savage that person is.
Ugh. No, I'm not doing that. That's when ranch is it's more acceptable for all the other wing flavors.
Yes.
But Lucius, we've determined, though, it's okay to use sauces from one stop to another stop.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That is me.
That's okay to do?
Yeah. I will get a Wingstop ranch and pull up at your establishment on your hookup day or whatever. Half off wings? Well, I'm coming in there with some Wingstop ranch.
See, I think that's a hell of an idea.
I dipped a ridiculous amount of McDonald's French fries into Whataburger ketchup.
Oh, man.
There I said it.
You know what? That's goated.
That's
right
an all time combo, dude.
I tell you, the Chick-fil-A waffle fry is hard to beat. I'm just going to say that.
It is.
If you talk about if you're going to dip something, because it's the squares that hold. It just holds the ketchup better, I think. You know,
I can't disagree with that. Vessel. Yeah, no, there's more real estate on the waffle fry.
There
it's
is,
fair.
But it does have holes so they can.
You can almost scoop it. Yeah, that's
through.
True.
It gets through, but it coats everything. That's what I like.
Yeah, I like a good
I can't hate on that. I love a waffle fry.
Yeah, coats.
Those curly fries from Arby's.
Those are good, too. Those are very, very good. All right, NFL.com put out the top 10 offenses for 2024. How many of these do you think you guys can name? And do you think the Cowboys are featured as a top 10 offense for 2024?
And the
top
10
offense.
Game,
who's doing this?
So just, NFL.com.
NFL.com. Okay, so this is like a combination of Adam Schein.
Let's go.
And MJD.
Technically, it's written by Gennaro Felice.
Okay.
Yeah. Felice.
Felice Navidad. I'm going with, I'm going to say they're probably going to throw the 49ers in there.
49ers, number one.
I think they're going to probably throw
the Chiefs.
The Chiefs will be
the
there.
Lions.
Chiefs, number two. The Lions, number three. Let's go, boys. Can we do a clean sweep here?
We can do a clean sweep.
Miami Dolphins, number four.
Miami Dolphins are number six.
Mm-hmm.
How about your Rams?
Rams, number four.
Baltimore?
Baltimore is not in the top 10.
Look at that.
In fact, I will say number 10, a little surprising.
Oh, Green Bay.
Green Bay is number seven.
Yeah.
You're missing number five.
Oh, Buffalo?
Buffalo is number eight. You just need 9, 10, and 5.
The Cowboys are in there.
Cowboys are not in the top 10.
Oh, they're officially not.
They are not in the top 10.
Okay.
Philadelphia?
Philly is not in the top 10 either.
Good. Okay.
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati's number 5.
Ooh.
So you guys got 1 through 8, I believe. So Niners 1, Chiefs 2, Lions 3, Rams 4, Bengals 5, Dolphins are 6, Packers are 7, Bills are 8. You just need 9 and 10.
They're not going to throw the Vikings in there, are they, with the rookie?
No Vikings.
No, they're not going to do the Vikings.
They're going to throw Jacksonville in there.
No Jacksonville. They are both AFC teams, though.
They are AFC teams. That's good. Is this
Houston Texans?
Houston's number 9.
Houston, good call.
Houston's number 9. Honestly, I think they should be a little higher.
Yeah,
we got one more. Which one are we missing?
One more. This one is a little bit of a wild card team that I would not have put in the top 10 personally. I think there's a lot of unknown here, but
Jets.
Maybe they'll take off. No Jets.
It's not the Colts.
A lot of unknowns.
Is it the Colts?
It's the Colts at number 10.
With a quarterback.
Yeah,
back.
With Anthony Richardson. Now, we did get news from Colts general manager, Chris Ballard, that Anthony Richardson remains a full go for camp. I also saw, he's up to over 250. Like, he's one of just three quarterbacks in the history of the sport that have played the position that heavy. It was him, Jamarcus Russell, and Jared Lorenzen.
Oh,
Anthony Richardson is 250 pounds.
Yes,
Culpepper?
He is just an extraterrestrial.
Culpepper did as well. You're right. Culpepper is another one that did.
260, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Culpepper was a monster. Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, you look at Anthony Richardson. He's still, I mean, he's ripped. Like, he's not looking like a heavy set guy.
He looks like an edge rusher.
Holy crap, man! He's playing. I mean, he's got that body armor.
He's working out with Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's still lifting those weights.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's still doing. I mean, his arm days are legendary.
Do you think they left anybody out that should be in the top 10 there? I'm okay with the Cowboys not being in.
Well, the Cowboys lack of running backs.
Right.
Like,
statistically, the Cowboys, but there's also so much questions with the offensive line and the running back room.
Exactly.
It's just one where you can't put them in there yet. Speaking of somebody texted in Cleveland, maybe Cleveland should be in there. Amari
quarterback
Cooper.
Questions there.
Whoa, wait, I'm sorry. Somebody's asking a question here.
Yeah.
Big Ben was not 250 pounds?
Apparently not. At least listed.
Listed.
But
by the end,
he very likely could have been playing.
He looked like Brett Kiesel the last 3 years he played.
Apparently he wasn't listed, according to...
He looked like Alan Faneca.
He did. Yeah, by the end of it, he probably was over 250. I would say that Big Ben probably was playing that. I mean, he was living up to the
Looked
Big
like
Ben
Russ man. Grimm.
the old tackle?
Guard? He was the O-line coach for the Steelers for a long time.
But he
won a Super Bowl, right, with Washington?
I was just pulling his
He's one of the Hogs.
Whatever is synonymous with offensive line in Pittsburgh.
Russ Grimm.
That was all.
That's a good call.
Mike Webster.
Oh, I should have said Mike Pouncey.
Yeah.
Oh, the Pouncies.
I went way back center there.
Former Cowboy Amari Cooper did an interview with Better, a gaming company, and he was challenged to a foot race, but he said, I can't do it. I might pull a hammy or something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get paid this year.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, due for a payday. I mean, the dude's all he does is really produce. I mean, last year, career highs in receiving yards, 1,250 yards per catch was 17.4. Led the Browns in targets with 128. Did so in 15 games. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that Amari Cooper hasn't been paid. But his value would be, according to Spotrac, like just a $2 million. What was he making, $20 million a year with the Cowboys?
Yeah.
So they're thinking he bumps up to $22 million, 4 years, just under $89 million contract.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's kind of known for being a little bit banged up, I guess. Yeah. And
I mean, him saying, like, I can't do this, I might pull a hammy, that's legit.
Yeah,
might.
That's legit. And again, we're in the golden age of wide receivers.
Right. Mm. We absolutely are. Jacksonville approved a $1.4 billion renovation of Jags Stadium. So, hey, that thing.
$1.4 billion. So they're just renovation of.
They're going to renovate.
I don't know why they just wouldn't at 1.4 make a new stadium.
Just build a new one, I know. But they're just going to renovate Everbank Stadium. So that's one step closer to long-term stability there for them in Jacksonville. We always kind of joke, like, maybe they'd move to London, but doesn't seem that's happening. Charlotte City Council approved an $800 million renovation plan for Panthers Bank of America Stadium.
Well, that owner got what he wanted.
Sure did. David Tepper.
Wealthiest dudes in sports.
My gosh. I mean, he might be the bleephole of all bleepholes when it comes to NFL owners now that Dan Snyder's not part of the deal anymore. But
I don't know. Stan Kroenke's charging $25 a hot dog in the Copa.
That is a crime
Copa America.
Right now. I agree with you. And Brian, last thing in NFL news of the day, very, very sad. The NFL has informed teams that the supplemental draft will not be held in 2024.
Yep.
It's the fourth year in a row. Yeah. I guess that means they just don't have players?
Yeah, the people are just, with the thing with COVID and all that, you know, you got all these guys that stayed so long and stuff already. So, yeah, there's no need to have it.
All right, there's your NFL news of the day. We've got round two of the NBA draft about to get rocking here. So let's go around the rim, shall we, Eric?
Yes, let's play informant or friendly monster next year in the nation. About to go around the rim here in the G-Bag Nation. Round two, day two, NBA draft officially underway. We'll get you to LA Live, a special 340 edition coming up here in about 15 minutes. But segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and the Frankels. Life is unpredictable and accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel and Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And now we cut the lights out. We put the kids down for that afternoon snoozer. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when the number one overall pick in the NBA draft is somebody that is being compared to 3-and-D role players and being called out by opponents that he's played in the past for not being that good. This is really the first. I don't even remember this for Anthony Bennett. I can't remember a time where it was just unanimously, oh my gosh, I can't believe this guy with this alleged ceiling as a prospect is going to be. Like, they're talking about him like best case scenario, 3-and-D role player. That's your number one overall pick. But Frank Mason, are you familiar
with the name? Frank Mason, one of the legendary rappers that's ever played.
Amen. Amen. Frank Mason. Former Jayhawk. And he was a legend at KU.
He was.
On and off the court.
And he knew it.
I'm going to give you a little taste of what the rapper Frank Mason sounds like. But as a basketball player, apparently he played against the number one overall pick, Zakari Rasishar. Did I nail it? Think I did.
I think it's for Shay Shay. Like Club Shay Shay?
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it really is. I don't. I can't pronounce his last name.
Broadus, you willing to give it a shot?
Negative, Ghost Rider. Pattern is full.
Frank Mason's thoughts are as reads. Played against him. No way he's the number one pick in the NBA draft. All caps, LOL. He continued. Solid player, but number one pick is absurd. Played this young guy in France this past season. LOL. Not the right pick. He's responding to other people. And he just went on a nice little rant. People were saying, like, wow, nasty levels of hating here, Frank Mason.
Nasty.
He said, hating? Never. I like the youngin as a player, but I think as the number one pick, you got to be able to do more than just shoot threes and play defense. But it's also about fit. So I guess that was the best option for the Hawks.
If he's saying, I like the youngin as a player, is that, like, also just disrespected towards him? The youngin.
I
like the youngin as a player, but
yeah, I like the.
Here's the reasons why he sucks.
Well, Frank Mason, basketball legend at KU, now playing in France. But this is just a little taste of a wonderful little ditty that Frank Mason drew up while he was a Jayhawk.
Oh yeah, bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Oh, yeah. If you ballin'.
So there's a little teaser.
And what do you think his name is?
that thing was just an absolute smashing
hit.
It
was a banger, man.
At the local bars in Lawrence, Kansas for at least a semester. That song was just getting it done. At the Boom Boom Room? Are you kidding me? In Lawrence? Gosh, they're putting that thing on repeat.
They're waving the wheat.
All right, let's play a little game here. I'd like to play a little game with you guys. We're going to call it Informant or Friendly Monster.
Okay.
I'm going to play you some sound of one of the newest members of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Nikola Topic. A lot of Nikolas going on here. A lot of Serbian dudes now in the NBA. Listen to this guy. He was asked a question about, other than basketball, what's your second best sport? My question for you is, based on the sound of his voice, is this an informant or is this a friendly sort of cartoonish monster?
Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was practicing soccer before I played basketball.
Yeah.
So I was decent at it, but... I mean, just, I want to play basketball, and that
is my love.
That is straight out of witness protection right there.
That is
an informant.
How did you?
What the hell?
Is that not
That is legit his real voice.
That is it. Yeah, well, that's 100% his real voice.
Wow.
Yeah, he's not doing any tricks or anything right here.
Yeah, 214, that MF-er's playing high-low. Like, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
One of the low cliffs.
Let's hear it again, please, if you don't mind, Lucius. Informant or friendly cartoonish monster?
Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was practicing soccer before I played basketball.
Yeah.
So I was decent at it, but I mean, just, I wanted to play basketball, and that
is my love.
Who's the end there? Yes. This is nicknamed the Joker as well.
His nickname, I don't believe, is the Joker.
Serbia's given us what? Both Jokers?
Yeah, Serbia has one of the smallest populations in all of the world, but they have birthed two of the world's greatest athletes, and they are both the Joker. Well, Chuck, that is very, very true. You know who the other Joker is?
No.
Novak Djokovic?
Oh, tennis player.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
I should have known that. Guys, I was quick. I thought you were guys were ball-sacking me.
No, we weren't ball-sacking you. That was legit.
Dude, yeah. We're
not here to ball-sack you.
Yeah, you think we're here to just try and,
yes.
And just
yes.
Mess around
yes.
with you?
Yes.
We're trying to take this crap seriously, man. Me and Walt Chuck are serious about this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you can leave me out of it tomorrow.
We're playing
professionals.
Playing informant or... friendly cartoonish monster here. It's one of the more serious games.
That voice was surprising.
Very much so.
So would you guys go informant there?
I'd go more informant. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Yeah.
I mean, fair enough. Sounds exactly like like the voiceovers they would do.
Yeah. I don't disagree one bit. Well, we're obviously all on Bronny watch here. Who's going to draft him?
He hasn't been picked yet.
Not yet.
Tim Legler says...
Did he wear makeup, you think?
Legler?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think they all do. Legs wears makeup. Yeah.
But we should actually get Jared to chime in on the makeup stuff, because now he's doing TV, and I'm sure he's powdered his schnoz.
Yeah, but Tim looks like
he loves to powder his schnoz.
Tim looks like he goes for a little more rouge than everybody else.
Well, here's the thing about Tim: looks as though he has a tanning bed somewhere in a room in his house,
yeah. Like under the desk. Like, does he lay down at commercials? Yeah. What are we doing?
It's a fair question to ask. I really think it's a fair question to ask Tim Legler if he was on the air right now with
he
us.
He loves the Mavs.
If I got one question to Tim Legler right now amidst all this basketball chaos, I would ask Tim, do you fake bake during commercial break?
Yes, of course I do.
Is there a makeshift tanning room under that desk there, yeah, yours, as you sit
he
next
steps
to Kendrick
into
Perkins.
It in between segments.
Well, he's sort of cherry picking off of what Bill Simmons has already done, which is the Celtics should draft Bronny James and
hold him hostage.
Yeah. And Tim Legler is now saying we should have the Celtics draft him and hold him for ransom, pick up the phone to Los Angeles and say, we have your son. If you want him back, it's going to take Austin Reeves.
LeBron says, I've got a very specific set of skills. Yeah. Good luck.
This is Tyler Smith was just selected by the Bucks.
You know this guy?
And
it's not the Cowboys, Tyler.
Did he have Blunt's disease at one point?
I don't know.
That's weed.
He played for the G League Unite. Ignite is who he played for.
The G League Unite?
They were United. Ignited.
Unite against all the other teams in the G League?
But, okay, we have a green room situation here.
Wait, Filipowski?
We're three picks into this thing, and they haven't taken somebody out of the green room yet.
Is there only one person?
How many
green room dudes are there? Bronny didn't make that
mistake. I think there's like 8 to 10 dudes sitting around with their families at like card tables, like it's Thanksgiving.
Really?
Just trying to pass time?
Yeah, they got like the NBA ball, and and they're like, hey, let's... But they've made three picks, and nobody... Is this a bad sign?
It's actually a good question. Do you think they provide things in the green room for like
I get up
the
and
idea
leave.
That there's going to be some people that hang around here longer than they want
I
to?
Think
like
so.
A
do
cot?
Do you have little activities set up? Maybe a little resting area for R&R?
Charcuterie board?
Or is that on you as the player to just have the self-awareness to know, hey, I'm probably going to be hanging out in this room for a while.
I better bring
Uno. I better bring a Ziploc baggie, a goldfish. This I'm going to have to get comfortable in here. A Lego set of sorts.
Be playing cards with the other guys. Like the jacket's off. Like you take your
Are you seriously talking about a jacket off situation in the green room?
Yeah, jacket off in the green room.
Right. Come on, man.
What's that? That's what I'm talking about.
With a bunch of card playing guys. NBA players.
Yeah, it's a card. You know what?
Well, those jackets are huge. Like if you're all taking off your jacket, there's probably not enough space in that green room for all those giant 7-foot jacket
wearers.
Definitely
not enough hangers.
Okay.
So you're playing cards, though.
I'm playing cards.
Crossword puzzle?
No, cards.
You're trying to get competitive.
Yeah, I'm seeing. Maybe let's have a game. Let's put a hoop out and have some.
I like that idea.
We'll show these
backboard
teams.
Yeah. Put it on the door.
Yeah. How about this? We show the teams that we can really play.
Yeah.
And we're like a little pickup game.
We're out to prove. Like, watch. You don't know what you're missing. Yeah.
You get taken a couple picks sooner than you would have.
Like knocking down some shots with like a 3-piece suit on.
That's a great idea.
Klintman gets taken. He's Swedish. He looks good.
You're pulling for the Swedish guy. You were talking about that last week.
He likes Swedish meatballs.
I do like Swedish meatballs.
Speaking of Swedish meatballs, who knows if Sam Hauser had consumed any of those before the championship Celtics parade?
He didn't eat. He just went straight booze.
Okay, we remember seeing the video of him on top of the bus.
He
leans down on the bus and vomits, and you can't tell where that vomit went. Like,
did he go in the crowd?
Puke on the floor or what? Well, he's on the double-decker bus, hanging with his wife and his teammates, and all of a sudden, he pukes, and we got the video footage of it. Well, now, Sam Hauser, role player for the Celtics, now a champion, sitting down with our good buddy Gojo, Mike Golic Jr., and his dad, and they ask him about the parade puking situation.
I
if you saw it, there's a video of me throwing up on the float.
What I want to know is, what else was in that cooler? Like, was that a cooler that other people had drinks with? Was that the puking cooler? How did that go?
That cooler was full of beer. You can't see my wife in the video, but she's down on her hands and knees because I announced, like, I'm getting ready to throw up. She's trying to get the beer out. There was still some beer in there as I threw up. We ended up throwing those to the crowd, so whoever got those, be careful. Yeah.
He threw those. What did she say to you after you got done puking?
Well, I told her I loved her for doing that, and she said, "Yeah, you better."
Yeah, you better.
They threw the beers to the crowd.
A couple of beers got some championship puke on it, and it got tossed out and shotgunned by a championship Celtics fan. I think, Walchuk, you'd be fine with that. And in the height of Prade euphoria, where there are no bad vibes, and we know this, Rangers just did for us.
I mean, I drank no air conditioning out of a tequila bottle that was being passed around and got.
I did too. I didn't do that. Okay,
that was a puke beer that somebody consumed.
No air conditioning, Pooh River puke beer.
I'll shotgun a puke beer in no time. I don't care about that. You puked on the outer edge of it or whatever. Bad. I don't think so, dude. It's a cold, chilled, probably got condensation like all over puke. It. Beer. No, it's a beer can. I mean,
you could just wipe like it off. Cloth like, thing where big picture, I'm with you. I'd probably go with the puke beer over those three.
I'm still going for the river.
Yeah, you got a weird Pooh River fetish.
I'm just telling you, man, puke beer would make me puke.
We actually need to get Jared's thoughts on this. We're going to ask him about that here coming up shortly. But that's going to do it for today's Rim Sesh.
So what's a puke cooler?
He puked in the cooler.
Do we have puke coolers? I didn't know that we pack these.
I'll be honest with you. In a championship parade celebration, I do think it is a heady play.
I think it's a heady play.
To have a puke
cooler. Just a cooler or a trash can. Nothing else is in there.
Or like a paint bucket.
So somebody's got to be responsible for the puke cooler.
Yeah, it's in the corner.
And all these 7-foot giants are going to be puking in.
That's a fair rebuttal.
I'll tell you what, well, you really got to love your squad. You hear me?
Yeah,
you got to love your squad.
Yes, you do. All right, there's your Rim Sesh for the day. Coming up next, LA Live.
Bronny James still has not been selected as round two is ongoing for the NBA draft. We'll talk some Cowboys coming up on the other side in the top 10, and we'll visit with Jared Sandler, get you ready for Rangers baseball. But right now, with a shorter show, it's time for an earlier edition of LA Live.
It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies' night. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
I used to go to McDonald's and get riding fries. I would get my fries for my meal because, you know, you ever get your fries for your burger and you would ate them up.
Yeah.
You get home, you ain't got
no fries.
You need that riding fry. You need, because you'll kill them fries on the way home. So you got to get, give me two riding fries and two fries with my meal. You understand? Hey, man, you had to get it in.
Got to get it in, bro. It's Lavelle Crawford right there. Sitting there with Shannon Thorpe. So tell me, was you a big kid your whole life? How fat were you, really? Shannon. This is LA Live for Thursday, June 27th. Happy holidays. It's a ladies' night here in LA Live. Happy June 27th, Charlotte Screwheads. What up, Ace Tom? And RIP DJ Screw. RIP Pokey and Big Mo. All right. Sorry, y'all. I'm over here doing all types of things. You talking about hustling and bustling. Mm. Trying to get it in before the clock runs out of time. You know what I mean? All right, LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. You guys got plans for tonight?
Going fishing.
Ooh, no.
Going fishing.
For the first time in my life, Lucius, I'm looking forward to a presidential debate.
Me too.
That will be interesting.
I've been looking forward to this ever since they announced it, bro.
I didn't even realize. I knew it was coming out, but I didn't know it was tonight until this morning. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's tonight.
Mm. Nah, it's tonight. Mm. And they got the new little death situations where it's a green light and whatnot, and you can't hear them talk. You can't cut each other off, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. No interruptions.
Oh. No interruptions. They made that for Trump.
Okay, I also saw something else.
Had to have.
Yeah.
Instead of the typical like 7-second delay, TV delay, I think they're doing like a 60 to
no.
Or like a 60-second or 2-minute delay.
Oh.
to maybe try and be able to edit certain things. So that's a little disappointing. I did see that. I don't think that's a ball sagging. I think that's true.
That shouldn't
be allowed. Yeah, that sucks, man. Come on. It does. And the people are going to be mad because you know somebody's going to be talking, but their mic won't be making any noise. And you're going to want whole time. What is he saying?
I know.
What is he saying right now? What is he saying?
Lip readers are going to be all over the internet trying to flex.
Yeah. He's going to be dunking on them. Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy to watch. This is where we are, people. This is where we are. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday here on The Fan. Oh, and you can't stream it. Like, if you want to have a YouTube page and stream it, have, like, reactions.
Watch party?
Yeah, watch parties. I don't think CNN is going to let you do that.
Mm. Oh,
wow,
dude.
Yeah, how about that, bro?
I thought this was America.
Yeah, this is really weird. Yeah, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can find us all on G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Go to Twitter, find G-Bag Nation. We're all in the bio. All right. Our winner right here, church clip. Yesterday was church day. I pray you got your blessings. This man's name is Ronnie Baker. He has a theory. It's just a theory.
Ronnie.
To why Jesus was a black man.
I have scripture to support and suggest that Jesus was a black man. You know, first of all, we would only have a saying that he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Well, if he don't come when you want him, what's the point? It says that Jesus got to Lazarus' funeral 4 days late.
My God.
That's a fact. First thing Mary Martha said, surely had you been here, my brother wouldn't have died. He wasn't an hour late, 4 days late. Jesus is the black man. Jesus was very vague. He didn't give straight answers. Where you going? I'm going away. Where? I go to a place. When you coming back? Soon. Well, how soon? Very soon. Well, how will I know? Be ye also ready.
Yeah.
Jesus is a black man.
Be ye also ready. I said I'd be there in 5 minutes, bro. Be dressed, man. Be outside.
Be ready.
Yeah,
be
I'm
ready.
Down the street right now. I'm pulling out of 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven right down the street from me. I'm pulling out of there right now, bro. All right, let's see here. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition. Question for the Tolos. I'm trying to help the fellas out and the ladies out. Your dating life. I know it's summertime. The summer bunnies are bouncing around and everything. It's not cuffing season. Tis the season to get your Mac on. What are some questions to ask on a date? Fellas, you got some questions to ask on a date? I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. I got answers like, go ahead, Bronis, or whoever said that.
Well, I feel like the popular thing now, everyone's like asking, what's your body count?
Wow.
And that's like gone, and it's all I'm seeing. They're all talking about what's the body count.
That's a wild
question. That's not a question I would have ever asked.
Yeah. That's a wild question for a date. It might be a question that needs to be asked sometimes.
Later on, right?
Sometimes I need to know because I don't want to be shaking the guy's hand and being all buddy-buddy with him if y'all got a history.
Okay.
But women are real slick, too. They will introduce you to the guy that they're romping around with behind your back.
Wow.
This is Terry from accounting. You're like, hey, Terry, how you doing, pal? Put it there, buddy.
Yeah.
Taking care of the wife, huh, for me?
God. Yeah.
Women are slick, dog.
What's your credit score?
What's your credit score?
Okay. Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
Invasive, but hey, the times we're in, I guess.
How much debt you got?
Yeah. No, what's your credit score? If you can't tell me your credit score, I don't think I will go out with you.
You're not paying attention enough.
No,
wait, so you want to know how high it is, or you just want to know that they know it?
I want to know that they know it, but I want to know if they tell me their credit score ability, that they're conscious of their finances and how they're living and stuff
that. What's the credit number that you get, and you're like, all right, then I can't even date you because you have a 500 credit score?
Well, I'm an older guy. Now, it's tough because, like I say, there's a lot of successful women that have a credit score just as good as mine.
Oh.
So, I mean, just as good, but not better.
You can believe it or not.
Talk your stuff.
No. Mine's over 800.
He's crushing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, mine. So, like I said, there's females that will say, oh, it's it's 812 or it's 8, and I'm like, all right, damn. Yeah. I'm like, okay. See, that's somebody that's got their finances in order.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'm not interested in carrying you. I got to carry myself,
that's
too.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got to, you know, if I have to carry you and me, we're going to have problems.
I hear you, brother. I can do bad all by myself.
Yeah.
I don't need no help to starve to death.
Yeah. It's tough. That's, I mean, like I said, I know there's things you know, as when you're dating, you got to take care of. Mm. But if it's constant all the time, and I have to have like two or three more podcasts a week to do just to make sure
you
that you're
20 jobs now.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not going to sit there and do that.
I like that. I'm not mad at you, brother. I'm really not mad at that whatsoever. What are some questions to ask on a first date? Tolo said, Drake or Kendrick?
Oh,
yeah, it's a big topic nowadays. Kind of let you know who your personality is.
Yeah.
Where are you leaning at? Question to ask on a date. Are you married? Apparently, this comes up a lot. Oh, so you are married. You're just out here at the Buffalo Wild Wings with your boy. Okay.
You sneak it in by like, so like, what does your husband do? And then you can kind of catch him. Oh, he's a, oh, gotcha.
Ah, gotcha. Who are you voting for?
That didn't bother me.
You wipe from front to back or back to front? Yeah, that's good to know.
Yep.
Hygiene is very good to know.
Hygiene is important.
Wait, but who you're voting for, that does matter. Broadus just said it doesn't matter.
Not to me, it doesn't.
You're fine with it? You're cool? You can go either way with it?
Yeah.
All right.
I consider myself very independent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, usually, yeah.
I'm trying to be synced up.
Usually, but we
got some interesting stuff going on.
We got some strange things going on. We are living in a particular time, people, I'll tell you.
Very much so.
You want to witness everything you can right now, because they will study this time period over and over again after we are here. I'm telling you. When we're gone, I'm telling you, you're going to do it. All right. Question to ask while you're on a date. What are your pronouns?
Gosh.
Times. These are the times. Mm. Got to ask about the family. Make sure we're not related.
Yep.
Yeah.
Small town living right there.
Yep.
What else we got right here? How many baby daddies do you have? Good question. Got to know. Is he violent? Has he ever been violent? Mm. Is he strong? Let's see what else we got right here. How was your relationship with your dad? Good question. Back to the dudes, too. How was the relationship with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
If you got a nasty relationship with your mother, you're going to treat women pretty mean, too. Let's see. Can I see a baby picture? Yeah.
Can I see a picture of your mom?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's real good.
Yeah, like you have a picture of you and your mom?
You know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you know what you're getting into. Then.
It's not going to fall too far from it, too,
nope,
man.
Not at all.
That's just what I've been peeping in life.
Yeah.
Let's see what is. Keep it going for the screw. Oh, man, where my other screw song go, cuz? Right, here we go. What I see. Are those bad boys real? Hilarious. let's see what else we got here. Does your husband or wife know you're here?
Oh,
yeah.
What's your number one conspiracy theory that you believe in? Kind of let you know who you're dealing with.
Kind of.
Definitely.
Kind of let you know. Mm. Like the umbrella man, the JFK umbrella man.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be opening up his umbrella at the same time the shots went off, and that was supposed to be a signal.
Signal. Yeah.
Man, please, bro. Umbrellas. If that's what we're doing, we're going to kill the president. We're going to use umbrellas as a signal. Here we go. It's the umbrella. It's the umbrella. Line them up. Mm-hmm. Come on, fam.
That is crazy.
I don't believe that one. Let's see what else. Is your husband conspiracy theories? Oh, are you a Cowboy fan?
I was about to say, what's your sports? You know, you like sports.
Do you like sports?
You like
sports. Came on the list.
We're out.
Yeah. Are you a Cowboy fan? If not, then keep talking.
Yeah.
Do you have insurance? That's like Broadus' vein right there.
Yep.
Are you going to be leaning on me for insurance?
Yeah.
Do you need to be taken care of?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said, do you give the hot toy?
Hot toy.
Hey, you got to put hot toy on that thing. You got to go over there and say hot toy on that thing. She was wild.
Hot toy.
Definitely SEC girl.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Got hot toy on that thing.
On a scale of Bernie Sanders to Mike Pence, where do you lie politically?
That's pretty good.
Here you go, Broadus. Do you have a job?
There you go. That's key.
Are you a bum?
What do you do for a living?
Yeah. Are you a Texas bed warmer?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Are you homeless?
Yeah. What's the longest you've kept the same job?
Yeah. Gotta know.
You have a resume?
You have a resume.
Yeah. Let's see. How many people do I have to watch you hug if I take you out? Hilarious.
Oh, jeez.
That's where it happens again. You don't even realize it.
Where my hug at?
Yeah, where my hug? Everybody knowing everything at the bar? You're like, yo, something's fishy about this.
Awful.
Got a whole lot of dude friends.
Yeah. A lot of dude
friends. Got a whole lot of dude friends. All these guys at the bar know you like that?
Yeah.
Jeez. Why don't you hit me up? What are some questions to ask on a date? Are you on any meds? Oh, look, somebody just said on the fan text, what meds are you on? Same time, man. Yeah. We thinking alike right now, go. Playboy. Yeah. We twins. Yeah, just things to keep in mind right there. I'm trying to help you out in your game. Summertime. You know why you're out here dodging traffic and how these hoes.
Tis the season.
All right, y'all.
Dodging traffic.
Happy June 27th. Enjoy tonight, whatever you're going to do tonight. And eat some wings. Tonight's a Buffalo Wild Wings night. Yes, it is.
There you go.
They got the discount for you. I'm out. Holla. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. And I mean the creek. The creek. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. There is LA Live, usually 5:40, but short shows today and tomorrow with the Rangers playing in Baltimore, so 3:40 today. All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Calvin Watkins joins Sean and RJ to share some insight on the McCarthy-Jerry report, and we got a Cowboys question with Eric. That's next year on The Fan. Bronny James still has not been selected as round two is ongoing for the NBA draft. We'll talk some Cowboys coming up on the other side in the top 10, and we'll visit with Jared Sandler. Get you ready for Rangers baseball. But right now, with a shorter show, it's time for an earlier edition of LA Live.
It's a Thirsty Thursday ladies night. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
The righteous swears. It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
I used to go to McDonald's and get riding fries. I would get my fries for my meal because, you know, you ever get your fries for your burger and you would eat them up.
Yeah.
You get home, you ain't got
no fries.
You need that riding fry. You need, because you'll kill them fries on the way home. So you got to get, I say, give me two riding fries and two fries with my meal. You understand? Hey, man, you had to get it in.
Got to get it in, bro. It's Lavelle Crawford right there sitting there with Shannon Thorpe. So tell me, was you a big kid your whole life? How fat were you, really? Shannon. This is LA Live for Thursday, June 27th. Happy holidays. It's a ladies' night here in LA Live. Happy June 27th, Sean of Screwheads. What up, Ace Tom? And RIP DJ Screw. RIP Pokey and Big Mo. All right. Sorry, y'all. I'm over here doing all types of things. You talking about hustling and bustling. Woo! Trying to get it in before busy the clock runs out of time. You know what I mean? All right, LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. You guys got plans for tonight?
Going fishing.
Ooh. No.
Going fishing. Fishing.
For the first time in my life, Lucius, I'm looking forward to a presidential debate.
Me too.
That will be interesting.
I've been looking forward to this ever since they announced it, bro.
I didn't even realize. I knew it was coming up, but I didn't know it was tonight until this morning. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's tonight.
Mm. Nah, it's tonight. Mm. And they got the new little death situations where it's a green light and whatnot, and you can't hear them talk. You can't cut each other off, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. No interruptions.
Oh. No interruptions. They made that for Trump.
Okay, I also saw something else.
Had to have.
Instead of the typical, like, 7-second delay, TV delay, I think they're doing, like, a 60-second or 2-minute delay to maybe try and be able to edit certain things. So that's a little disappointing. I did see that. I don't think that's a ball sagging. I think that's true.
That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Come on. And the people are going to be mad because you know somebody's going to be talking, but their mic won't be making any noise. And you're going to want whole time. What is he saying?
I know.
What is he saying right now? What is he saying?
Lip readers are going to be all over the internet trying to flex.
Yeah. He's going to be dunking on them. Yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy to watch. This is where we are, people. This is where we are. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday here on The Fan. Oh, and you can't stream it, like, if you want to have a YouTube page and stream it and have, like, reactions.
Watch party?
Yeah, watch parties. I don't think CNN is going to let you do that.
Mm. Oh,
wow,
dude.
How about that, bro?
I thought this was America.
Yeah, this is really weird.
Yeah, G back in the day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can find us all on G Bag Nation on Twitter. Go to Twitter, find G Bag Nation. We're all in the bio. All right. Our winner right here. Church clip. Yesterday was church day. I pray you got your blessings. This man's name is Ronnie Baker. He has a theory. It's just a theory.
Ronnie.
To why Jesus was a black man.
I have scripture to support and suggest that Jesus was a black man. You know, first of all, we would only have a saying that he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. Well, if he don't come when you want him, what's the point? It says that Jesus got to Lazarus' funeral 4 days late.
My God.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
First thing Mary Martha said, surely had you been here, my brother wouldn't have died. He wasn't an hour late, 4 days late. Jesus is a black man. Jesus was very vague. He didn't give straight answers. Where you going? I'm going away. Where? I go to a place. When you coming back? Soon. Well, how soon? Very soon. Well, how will I know? Be ye also ready.
Yeah.
Jesus is a black man.
Be ye also ready. I said I'd be there in 5 minutes, bro. Be dressed, man. Be outside.
Ready.
Yeah,
be
I'm
ready.
Down the street right now. I'm pulling out of 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven right down the street from me. I'm pulling out of there right now, bro. All right, let's see here. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Thursday, Ladies Night Edition. Question for the Tolos. I'm trying to help the fellas out and the ladies out. But your dating life, I know it's summertime. The summer bunnies are bouncing around and everything. It's not cuffing season. Tis the season to get your Mac on. What are some questions to ask on a date? Fellas, you got some questions to ask on a date? I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. I got answers like, go ahead, Bronis, or whoever said that.
I feel like the popular thing now, everyone's like asking, what's your body count?
Wow.
And that's like gone, and it's all I'm seeing. They're all talking about what's the body count.
That's not a question
I would have ever asked.
Yeah. That's a wild question for a date. It might be a question that needs to be asked sometimes.
Later on, right?
Sometimes I need to know because I don't want to be shaking the guy's hand and being all buddy-buddy with him if y'all got a history.
Okay.
But women are real slick, too. They will introduce you to the guy that they're romping around with behind your back.
Wow.
This is Terry from accounting. You're like, hey, Terry, how you doing, pal? Put it there, buddy.
Yeah.
Taking care of the wife, huh, for me? God.
Yeah, yeah.
Women are slick, dog.
What's your credit score?
What's your credit score?
Okay. Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
Invasive, but hey, the times we're in,
How much debt you got?
Yeah. No, what's your credit score? If you can't tell me your credit score, I don't think I would go out with you.
You're not paying attention enough.
No,
wait, so you want to know how high it is, or you just want to know that they know it?
I want to know that they know it, but I want to know if they tell me their credit score ability, that they're conscious of their finances and how they're living and stuff
like that. What's the credit number that you get and you're like, all right, then I can't even date you because you have a 500 credit score?
Well, I'm an older guy. Now, it's tough because, like I say, there's a lot of successful women that have a credit score just as good as mine.
Just as good, but not better.
You can believe it or not.
Talk your stuff.
No, mine's over 800.
He's crushing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, mine. So, like I said, there's females that will say, oh, it's 812 or it's 8, and I'm like, all right.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. See, that's somebody that's got their finances in order.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'm not interested in carrying you. I got to carry myself,
that's
too.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got to, you know, if I have to carry you and me, we're going to have problems.
I hear you, brother. I can do bad all by myself.
Yeah.
I don't need no help to starve to death.
Yeah. It's tough. That's, I mean, like I said, I know there's things you, when you're dating, you got to take care of. But if it's constant all the time and I have to have like two or three more podcasts a week to do just to make sure that you're
20 jobs now.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not going to sit there and do that.
I like that. I'm not mad at you, brother. I'm really not mad at that whatsoever. What are some questions to ask on a first date? Tolo said Drake or Kendrick.
Oh,
yeah, it's a big topic nowadays. Kind of let you know who your personality is.
Yeah,
okay. Where are you leaning at? Question to ask on a date. Are you married? Apparently, this comes up a lot. Oh, so you are married. You're just out here at the Buffalo Wild Wings with your boy. Okay.
You sneak it in by like, so like, what does your husband do? And then you can kind of catch him. Oh, he's a, oh, gotcha.
Ah, gotcha. Who are you voting for?
Nah, didn't bother
do
me.
You wipe from front to back or back to front? Yeah, that's good to know.
Yep.
Hygiene is very good to know.
Hygiene is important.
Wait, but who you're voting for, that does matter. Broadus just said it doesn't matter.
Not to me, it does.
You're fine with it? You're cool? You can go either way with it?
Yeah.
All right.
I consider myself very independent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, usually, yeah.
I'm trying to be synced up.
Usually, yeah, but
we got some interesting stuff going on.
We've got some strange things going on. We are living in a particular time, people, I'll tell you.
Very much so.
You want to witness everything you can right now because they will study this time period over and over again after we are here, I'm telling you. When we're gone, I'm telling you, you're going to do it. All right. Question to ask while you're on a date. What are your pronouns?
Gosh.
Times. These are the times. Mm. Got to ask about the family. Make sure we're not related.
Yep.
Yeah.
Small town living right there.
Yeah.
What else we got right here? How many baby daddies do you have? Good question. Got to know. Is he violent? Has he ever been violent? Is he strong? Let's see what else we got right here. How was your relationship with your dad? Good question. Back to the dudes, too. How was a relationship with your mother?
Mm-hmm.
If you got a nasty relationship with your mother, you're going to treat women pretty mean, too. Let's see. Can I see a baby picture? Yeah.
Can I see a picture of your mom?
Yeah. Ooh. That's real good.
Yeah, like you have a picture of you and your mom.
You know what you're getting into.
Yeah, you know what you're getting into. Then.
It's not going to fall too far from it, too, man.
Not at all.
That's just what I've been peeping in life.
Yeah.
Let's see. Keep it going for the screw. Oh, man, where my other screw song go, cuz? All right, here we go. What I see. Are those bad boys real? Hilarious. let's see what else we got. Does your husband or wife know you're here?
Oh,
yeah.
What's your number one conspiracy theory that you believe in? Kind of let you know who you're dealing with.
Kind of.
Definitely.
Kind of let you know. Mm. Like the umbrella man, the JFK umbrella man.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be opening up his umbrella at the same time the shots went off, and that was supposed to be a signal.
Signal, yeah.
Man, please, bro. Umbrellas? If that's what we're doing, we're going to kill the president. We're going to use umbrellas as a signal. Here we go. It's the umbrella. It's the umbrella. Line them up. Come on, fam.
That is crazy.
Yeah, don't believe that one. Let's see what else. Does your husband conspiracy theories? Oh, are you a Cowboy fan?
If not, I was about to say, what's your sports? You know, you like sports.
Yeah, do you like sports?
You like
came
sports.
On the list.
We're out.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a Cowboy fan? If not, then keep talking.
Yeah.
Do you have insurance? That's like Broadus's vein right there.
Yep.
Are you going to be leaning on me for insurance?
Yeah.
Do you need to be taken care of?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said, do you give the hot toy?
Hot toy.
Hey, you got to put hot toy on that thing. You got to go over there and say, hot toy on that thing. She was wild.
Hot toy.
Definitely SEC girl.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, got hot toy on that thing. On a scale of Bernie Sanders to Mike Pence, where do you lie politically?
Pretty good.
Here you go, Broadus. Do you have a job?
There you go. That's key.
Are you a bum?
What do you do for a living?
Yeah. Are you a Texas bed warmer?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Are you homeless?
Yeah. What's the longest you've kept the same job?
Yeah. Gotta know.
You have a resume?
You have a resume.
Yeah. Let's see. How many people do I have to watch you hug if I take you out? Hilarious.
Oh, jeez.
That's where it happens again. You don't even realize it.
Where my hug at?
Yeah, where my hug? Everybody knowing everything at the bar? You're like, yo, something's fishy about this.
That's awful.
Got a whole lot of dude friends.
Yeah. A lot of dude
friends.
Got a whole lot of dude friends. All these guys at the bar know you like that?
Yeah.
Jeez. Why don't you hit me up? Yeah. What are some questions to ask on a date? Are you on any meds? Oh, look, somebody just said on the fan text, what meds are you on? Same time, man. We thinking alike right now, Playboy. Yeah. We twins.
We twins.
We twins. Yeah, just things to keep in mind right there. I'm trying to help you out in your game. Summertime. You know, while you're out here dodging traffic and howling these hoes.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. All right, y'all.
Dodging traffic.
Happy June 27th. Enjoy tonight, whatever you're going to do tonight. And eat some wings. Tonight's a Buffalo Wild Wings night. Yes, it is.
There you go.
They got the discount for you. I'm out. Holla. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. And I mean the creek. The creek. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. There he is, LA Live, usually 5:40, but short shows today and tomorrow with the Rangers playing in Baltimore, so 3:40 today. All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Calvin Watkins joins Sean and RJ to share some insight on the McCarthy-Jerry report, and we got a Cowboys question with Eric. That's next here on The Fan.